Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial County. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, your wellness radio for Imperial and Mexicali Valleys. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingüe. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And I'm Maria. And
I'm Scott.
That's Scott.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if you're still tuning in, or retuning in, I guess. And if it's the first time in, welcome aboard. This is your voice for wellness here in Imperial County. 337-8874 is the phone number, as Maria suggested. And always, we're on podcasts. So if you hear us today and you're like, whoa, this is really cool stuff, I need to tell my tia or somebody, then grab it and go to kxoradio.com, and there we sit forever and ever in digital space. You know what's cool? I look really young and cute inside those podcasts because they're like old. I haven't aged at all. The podcasts are like snapshots of time, only sound. Okay, welcome aboard. Sorry, it's like digressing. We have two guests today, so we need to go twice as fast and jump right on into this stuff. Representing the Imperial Valley College Outreach Program today, we have Mireya Felix and Yolanda Romero. They're both counselors, and they have a very special program that we're going to talk about today. So, ladies, good morning. Yolanda, good morning. Let's start
good
with
morning.
You.
Good morning.
Tell us about your program, about the program at IVC.
Our program is the outreach program, and this program started in September 21st of 2009. And
whoa, you remember the day?
Yes, that's when we started.
Fall equinox, right? It was planned.
Exactly. That's when we started with the program, with a contract with IVC and Behavioral Health. And we're very lucky that the program has been renewed for another year, so we'll be providing services.
Is this like a job security lucky, or what kind of lucky are we talking
no,
about
yeah.
here?
Services.
Very lucky.
No,
services.
And this is also
to provide services.
Oh, okay. So lucky, on the other hand, that some people are going to be getting additional support.
Yes, exactly.
So to whom do you outreach?
We outreach to the clients that are in behavioral health, and we go out to the three different clinics in the valley. Well, and we also have clients from the alcohol and drugs, and we go to the two clinics in El Centro and the one in Brawley.
And also, you said to three clinics? Which one?
It's three clinics. It's the anxiety and depression clinic, and the one that we're stationed at, which is the schizophrenic and bipolar, and also the Brawley clinic.
Okay.
That's a catchy name for a clinic, huh?
Yeah.
So you go and, I mean, I've seen, you know, like sometimes I go to trainings and stuff, and I see like really cute tables with nice bunting on the table so that, you know, it looks like professional. It's probably with you guys maybe red and black, one would suspect. And then you've got like free pencils on the thing and maybe business cards and stuff. Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, are we going to see you in front of the clinics that way?
No. What we do is we go to the lobby of the clinic and we basically have a conversation with the clients that are there at the clinic. We talk to them. We give them a flyer. We introduce ourselves. Mireya and I go to the different clinics. And we just ask them if they would like to go to IVC, if they've ever been at IVC. And depending on what they tell us, we just take it from there to do the recruitment.
I think you're helping with them with the orientation of the whole process of
the orientation
attending.
Comes later once they're referred to the program, once everything else. But for when we're there at IVC, when we're there at the clinic, it's just mainly to give them information on the program and see if they're interested.
What kind of information do you offer?
What we do is we offer information about IVC, financial aid, and lots of the different classes that are available, when the semester will start. And if they tell us that they're interested, that's when we go ahead and fill out a form and give it to their caseworker or give it to the their psychiatrist. And it goes through team, goes through an evaluation. And once they're referred to us, then the whole program starts.
Now, neither one of you look like you're just brand new people. Mireya, let's talk. how is this different than other IVC stuff that you've done in the past? Is this kind of a different place for you guys? And what's it like?
Well, the population, well, let me say good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Our population that we work with is very unique, as you know. We have individuals that have been taking medication and not necessarily being part of society, because they tend to kind of stay home and not do a lot of activities. So this is a great opportunity to start doing something else with their life, to start thinking about, you know, pursuing a career or maybe pursuing something that interests them, taking classes, music, art, physical education, anything that, you know, kind of takes them out of that circle. So this is a great opportunity for them to take advantage of our program.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.